Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, our Good Friday friend and every day that ends in Y is Matt Verzal. Hello, Matty.
What's up, boys? How we doing?
Good. How are you doing?
We are good. We're grinding, but ready to roll for a Friday.
Bam. All right, I'm going to get right to this because your profession as offensive lineman, we're getting crushed this past weekend in the NFL. Because everybody thinks every play an offensive lineman holds, that may be true. So I've got questions because these are going to be in your wheelhouse.
Good.
You've done the high school, you've done the college, you've gotten the opportunity to be around NFL coaches, players. Is there different levels? Is this a true or false? There are different levels of holding. Things that are called in high school and college aren't necessarily within the boundaries of being called holding in the NFL or vice versa. Is that true or false?
I would say that is true. And reason for that is your most leeway, of course, is going to be in the at the high school level. And then as you move on and get a better grasp of how to do it properly, you know, there's a lot of talk with the NFL ones about the cylinder, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, inside the shoulders, did the fact that the defensive lineman tried to rip underneath me, pivot my body into the position where it looks like I'm holding. The phrase that I've liked the most out of all of it is that a lot of people that are good at what they do, Gene Steratore was on McAfee, but he said the phrase that I think everybody should abide by is his feet didn't lose. So if his feet are moving and in the right position, no matter where his hands are, then you can determine the hold.
So that's kind of what I've
always based it off of. That's why any coach anywhere working with any lineman of any level, slow feet don't eat, baby. You got to get them little pussies moving.
So then why, I mean, I think we get locked into this where everybody thinks that a rip move used by the defender and the way it's used, it automatically is holding on an offensive lineman, which I think is just BS.
Yeah, correct. If you go to a rip, when you go to rip, okay, you're turning your shoulders. It's like back in the day when somebody like a defender was being blocked and they would turn themselves so the back was going, they could block, and then you get a block in the back. Remember that from like a long time ago? That's the same deal. Like now, when that rip move comes, and if your feet are slow and you are beat, and you turn that into a choke hold or you grab a chunk of jersey from the side, you have to call it. But if he's ripped under you and your hand is still in the middle of that cylinder, you know, say your right hand, say if he's ripping toward your right hand is still in the middle of his chest, and then you always want to kind of take your left hand and just try to dead leg him, which means you punch him in the hip that's closest to you. You dead leg him, he falls down, you let go, and you just drop an elbow on him and you're good. But, yeah, you can work your way out of a rip. But, yeah, it's tough. I will reiterate for time 4 million, I do not want to be a referee at any level.
Verz, how much was it ever discussed going into a game of a crew, of what you could probably keep within the framework that might be on the line, a little bit over the line, but you knew certain officials were going to look at it more than others? I mean, was that discussed? Was it discussed amongst you guys, you know, leading into a game?
You won't really know till the game happens.
No.
It's got to get to flow. Now, the really cool referees, like Scott, I can't remember Scott's last name, But Scotty always give you a flyby and be like, hey, probably going to have to call that next time. I'm like, thanks, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was, and those guys don't want to, they don't want to be a focal point of the
right.
team. You know, they want to give you a heads up. Yeah. Like, hey, it happened in high school. It happened in college. It's like, hey, that's the last one I can let you get away with. No more. And you're like, oh, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, the best way for coaches is to just go over and ask the question, like, hey, are we not calling that as a hold the whole game because it's going to alter how my guys play?
Mm-hmm.
And if they say, nope, that's good, then they're like, okay. Then you go to your guys and say, hey, we're good right there. And then when they call one, you're like, okay, so that's all night. That's what we're doing. They're like, yep. They're like, okay, sweet.
Do you remember back in the day when linemen couldn't use their hands and they just had you like hold your own jersey and flare your elbows out?
No.
You don't remember
I
that?
Never. I remember it as a drill to work. I think you're older than I am. We had it as a drill to work our foot speed, but we never did it in a game.
My offensive line coach at Urbandale was horrible.
No, I remember like Pop Warner having your elbows out.
Yeah, maybe that's why Urbandale struggled.
No, hold on here.
Doing it.
In the 308, in the great Grand Island football factory, you never, and even as a young Matthew Verzal, they never had you where you had your elbows out, you flared your elbows out as an offensive lineman?
No, we were hands on. I'm going to lay my hands on you was learned early out in the 308.
Touche.
Harvey Kimball, rest Touché. In peace. You were a terrible offensive line coach at Urbandale.
Maybe Iowa was late to adopt the rule. That could be.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you had quick feet, it'd be okay, though. I don't know. Maybe your feet were a little sloppy there.
Yeah, Ludum's being sharpie.
Yeah, quick feet don't eat.
Maybe.
Verz, we're continuing to, you know, we talk so much offensive line, and we're also getting into the fun part. And we discussed this a little bit last week when it comes to the winter workouts and getting into that spring. Now that the honeymoon, you could say, is kind of off with Matt Rhule and the coaching staff, just because now it's kind of the behind the scenes work and what have you. Just these last 2 months. You know, what's your feeling? What's your feeling about where this group is going into winter workouts and, you know, subsequently spring?
Well, I don't know if the honeymoon period's still over. You just found out that your new husband has an arsehole that runs the weight room. Like, I'm sure the head coach is also lovey-dovey, but they're like, hey, man, what's this guy's problem?
Yeah,
like,
why
is he screaming at us? this is just a great time when men are made. Mm. I mean, you'll go through some stuff here where you're in it with your boys, and you're going to figure out who wants to roll with you and who doesn't. And, I mean, I think, by the way it goes right now, they have about 147 guys on scholarships, so that's probably going to thin out quite a bit through the spring. I don't think that is legal.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's an awesome time. I mean, I'll be square with you. Like, if it's hard and it's bothersome, but you're in it with your guys and you all get through it together, it's pretty cool. Like, it's actually psychotically fun, but you know, it's work, and nobody, it seems, wants to do that extra anymore. And the teams that do that extra will get the reward of winning. And so, you know, if you're out there and you're working hard and they expect a lot out of you and you got to return a lot, it's cool and it's fun. But, you know, you got to do the work. Like, it ain't going to do itself. You're going to have to get into the jump rope and you're going to be running the agilities and you're going to feel like you're going to puke. You're probably going to need to puke and just puke and then go back at it, wash your mouth out and go. So this to me is the time of year where your team, you find out if you have a team or you find out if you have individuals. And that's the cool part about this time of year.
Well, isn't usually like week three of a conditioning program, especially winter conditioning, like week three is the key week when you start to push your team and you test guys' limits?
Yeah. They'll ease you into it, right? All right, you go through the first like week or two, like, man, I am in real good shape, right? This is going to be – I'm going to breeze through this thing. And then week two or three, like, oh, Jesus, what happened here? Well, I feel this is not a good drill for my position, coach. Like, we don't care. Go do it. And you're like, all right, got it. So, no, you just progressively make it worse. And you make it worse and worse and worse. And natural selection will thin your herd, and you'll have hopefully 100 or so badass dudes that want to whoop somebody. And this is just the start for them. So, I'm excited. It's for the first time in a long time I want to go down and, like, watch.
Yeah,
and see what it's like. So maybe we can squeeze one of those in one day.
Well, yeah. I mean, March 20th is when spring practice starts, and then March 30th you'll be at Wrigley Field for opening day.
Yeah, buddy, that's true. It is going to be brisk, I am assuming.
That's never stopped you.
Trying to find a funny shirt that I can get made for a go, but I'm struggling.
What would be the theme of it?
Oh, man, I don't know if that's just public airwaves. That might be it. That might not be. Oh, yeah, we'll hold off.
Pedialyte?
Yeah, I'm thinking about, man, the going rate on that stuff in Chicago is quite different than Omaha. So I may finally break down and send myself a care package for the hotel.
Well, hey,
I think last year that guy hit me while I bought a handle of Tito's, about a six pack of Pedialyte. I bought something else, and it was like $175. And I was like, "Whoa!
Wow!
Yeah,
I didn't. I don't. That's just. I don't want that little. I'm nobody. I don't want that much." He goes, $175. I was like, "All right, there you go."
We will have plenty of time to talk about, because I'm going to try and convince you there should be a little optimism on the north side, because I'm starting to be optimistic.
Yeah, we can be optimistic to be like 500.
No, I think they will contend for a playoff spot.
Christ on a crutch. Are you serious?
No. Now, it'd be nice if Kyle Hendricks can bounce back, but they have their starting rotation, which is still has a lot to prove. I don't know. I'm kind of optimistic in a division that is not overwhelming that they could contend for a playoff spot. Just got to get to about 85, 86 wins.
Did you go to that Irish Dunkin' Donuts this morning?
No, I did not. That's why I said I got time to work on you. It's only February 3rd.
You're going to need to do some work, bud. That pitching staff is going to have to prove a lot.
Your boy Hosmer
at first base is an error waiting to happen.
Well, we got Mervis in the wings, so.
Yeah. Hey, here's something. You've been around pro sports quite a bit. Why not just cut bait and let's just bring up all these young dudes and learn on the fly?
Because I think you have a manager that would lose his mind if it was nothing but a transition where you could win 50 games. They're blending them well with some of the prospects. Like Davis and Mervis are their top two prospects, an outfielder and a first baseman. So they're starting to blend, and Morrell that they brought up, who will probably play third base this year. They're doing it the right way, and they added a big name or big price free agent, Dansby Swanson. You know, I can see where they're going. I just wish they would get there quicker.
They added a human pop out in Bellinger.
I know that will we'll see what the Wrigley Field effect has on him. But we got to the end of March.
I hope the wind blows out every day.
I do too as well. Hey, thanks for your time. Have a great weekend.
You bet, boys. Be good.
That's Matt Verzal. Back to put a wrap on the show after this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.